This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. More than 100 Republican lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives and a dozen senators say they will join in an effort Wednesday to try to block certification of the U.S. Electoral College vote, which indicates Democrat Joe Biden defeated President Donald Trump in the November presidential election. The certification of the Electoral College vote, 306 to 232 favoring Biden, is the last step before Biden is set to be inaugurated as the country's 46th president on January 20th. Both chambers of Congress would need to uphold the challenges to Biden's victory for the election outcome to be upended. But Democrats narrowly control the House and are certain to certify Biden's win, while the Democratic minority in the Senate, along with some Republicans who have acknowledged Biden's win, are likely to do the same in the upper house of Congress. Trump, who for weeks has made baseless claims that he was defrauded of election to a second four-year term, continues to cheer on protests against his loss, an outcome that will make him the fifth U.S. president in the country's history to lose a re-election bid after a single term in office. All 10 living former U.S. Secretaries of Defense have joined in cautioning against any attempt to use the military in the cause of overturning November's election. The former Pentagon chiefs, both Republicans and Democrats, put their names to an opinion article published Sunday in The Washington Post. The article says the time for questioning the results of the election has passed, and it says attempting to involve the military in resolving election disputes would take the country into, quote, dangerous, unlawful, and unconstitutional territory. They did not name President Trump, but the article appears as Mr. Trump and his allies continue to falsely claim that fraud spoiled the election.